This is the CBS Evening News. With Dan Rather reporting from CBS News headquarters in New York.
Good evening. Danger. War. Killer. Fraud. CIA. Mayhem. Crisis. Horrible. Inflation.
Military.
Threat. Draining debris. Fatal heart attack. Stress injuries. Prison disaster. Economic collapse. Dangerous radiation. A tide of violence and human misery. A liar and an unremorseful killer. Communist international smuggling pipeline. Starving victims. And now they die. Chemical weapons. Carpet bombs. Death. FBI killed and injured children. Police conspiracy. Negative attacks. Discipline. Sex and drinking binges. Dying of a heart attack. Dying of breast cancer. Dying of a Japanese nuclear bomb. Mountains of credit card debt. The mountains of cocaine. Tons of cocaine. Atomic bomb radiation experiments. Unwitting test subjects. Dangerous radiation. Marijuana abuse. Hooked on drugs. Time for us to bug out.
Hello, everybody. This here's Droops. I'm recording the Droops Radio Show on the 8th of July, 2004, where I'm going to put it on the internet in a little bit. So that'll be out there tomorrow, which is Friday tonight. Well, this is the Droops Radio Show. We haven't really come up with a name that's better than that, but many people have made some suggestions. And since I've had a few emails, a few suggestions, I actually have some housekeeping to take care of, which is a little excitement. That's my first housekeeping I've ever had. Now, people have been recommending a few names. A few of them are better than others, but I'm not going to say which one. I'm just going to laugh at them. And sorry if I make fun of your thing, but some of them are kind of silly. Like, well, here's actually a kind of serious one. Droop's Gay Porn Mix. I was actually, it was either that or talking about computer stuff. Gay porn or a boring ass fucking talking with my retarded voice. DOS Radio, which could be Droop's Own Stories. That's kind of cool. And DOS, DOS, operating system, or like a little faggot thing to go, a website or a server, things like that. Hack Street Journal, pretty good. I really enjoy that little name. I'm trying not to get sued by the Wall Street Journal for just reading their articles, but that might be a possibility. Someone actually suggested calling it Led Zeppelin or Ross Perot. While these are, well, an excellent band and a guy with big ears, don't really think that covers our scope of the show. Someone said The Weekend Droops, which I thought was kind of neat, but you don't know if I said weekend or weekend, and I'm from the South. You really can't tell what I said. Someone else has suggested Droops Droogies, which is kind of an interesting little reference to a damn good movie with titties. If you like looking at titties that are being beat up, just watch that movie. I think the name that we're kind of leaning toward is Uber Drupo, but I don't think that Kizzle would like that, since he's one of the three people that's hosting my website, or not website, but my radio show. I think I probably shouldn't piss him off. But Uber Drupo does have quite a ring to it. Now, I mentioned three people are putting my show on their site. I have no money, really, and my website can't really take that much traffic. I actually am hosted by GoDaddy, and I called them to see what would happen if I put a big file on there and people were downloading it, see if they would just cancel me or bill me a lot, and pretty much they'll bill you a lot. And that's really no good, but they were very friendly telling me that. That was kind of nice of them. Kizzle's hosting me at hackermedia.net/droops. His website is several other really good shows on it that I'm really trying to listen to, all of them. So I don't want to do the same thing they're talking about, but that's how it goes. The first person to ever host me was Mobile Digit, and he hosted me at whirlwindmissions.org/DROOPS_show. And that was really nice of him. After less than an hour after I recorded the pilot, it was up there by, and I appreciate him doing that for me. And, well, I guess that I've made it onto the big scene now. I'm now on textfiles.com, which I believe his name is Jason Scott. He's a good guy. Everybody needs to go to textfiles.com. Everybody needs to read old stuff. And everybody needs to look at all the work this man is doing. The shows are at audio.textfiles.com. Go there. There's lots of interesting, interesting things. All right. That's part of the housekeeping. Kind of excited. I was really excited one day. I was on Flashdot, and then I was really excited that I'm actually on textfiles.com. I remember going to textfiles.com a long, long time ago and thinking this was just a wealth of information that was just astounding. And every time I go there, I pretty much think that again. But now I'm on there, it kind of lowers the standard. Well, anyway, Mobile Digit sent me this email. He said he enjoyed the eps. They were good. He didn't hear me say too much, but, well, I'm gonna, because I do. And he also told me how to pronounce the word that I can't pronounce. Still can't really do it well when I've been practicing. It's abfuscated. Oh, I know the meaning. I can't say it. Saved my life. Pixel Fiend wrote in. He said he liked the show Good Stuff. And he liked to have to say that he likes the Dan Rather intro better. Well, I was just kind of switching around, but you know, Pixel Fiend, I'm going to stick with the Dan Rather intro until CBS sues me. Or just tells me to quit because I don't have any money, but I don't know. They might take my dog. They're mean people. He also mentioned that I mentioned whole house audio devices on the show, and he wanted to bring something up that I might want to share. Well, I'm going to share because I'm just a sharing kind of guy. Went to kindergarten, asked. All right? Pixel Fiend's been using the Slim server for broadcasting MP3s over the interweb so I can listen at work, and it works great. The company that offers that server, it's an open source, and sells a device called the Squeezebox. It's $199 that broadcasts a variety of music formats, plugs into a home theater receiver, broadcasts over the net, connects wirelessly or via Ethernet, and just seems overall cool. It plays MP3, WMAs, Ogg Vorbis, AACs, Apple Lossless, FLAC, Waves, or AIFF. I haven't tried the device personally, but I've read some good reviews. Anyway, more info is at slimdevices.com. Apple's coming out with Airport Express, which broadcasts music wirelessly to computers or powered speakers. Logan 5 started a thread on the DDP forums a couple weeks ago about this. It doubles as a wireless access point or a Wi-Fi extender. It's very cool. He also adds, keep up the show, I like it. Used to read the journal when I was in business school, but I haven't seen it for a while now. Well, you know what, Pixel Fiend? I'm glad you used to read the journal. Sorry, I sometimes get a little tongue-tied on myself. I'm not just going to read articles from the journal. I'm going to read some, probably start the show out because I'm kind of busy in life right now. I'm about to get married, and that's taking up a lot of my damn time, and I'm also trying to work and make some money because I'm not going to school right now because I have to have a job, so I don't appear to be the poor bum that this really sweet, wonderful girl's marrying, and I have a shitty job, and life's busy, let's just say that. And I'm renovating our house, too. Probably seen the pictures on my website if you care to go. Anyway, that's probably more information I didn't know, but not tell it all. I don't have any secrets. Alright, Shell Victim wrote in, and he just listened to show one, and he presumes I'm still a bit nervous, as whether he sounded like a dick or not. And, that's okay, thanks. Thinking I sound like a dick or not. And he said he'd be a little nervous. I'm a little nervous. I'm just kind of talking. I'm used to talking in front of an audience at school or in military school where I went for 5 years. And I could see the reactions, or in military school, they were just captive, and I made them stand up straight when I was talking. And So this is kind of different for me, but I'm kind of enjoying it. My dog's off in the neighborhood chasing cats, so I think he's not even listening to me tonight. He also wrote, great fucking job. Seriously, can't wait for show two. Sorry if the levels aren't really where they need to be when I yell, great fucking job. But I'm learning about all this stuff. Y'all just bear with me. Anyway, it says, keep up the good work and don't fuck off into oblivion like many of the other shows have. I'm going to try my damnedest not to fuck off into oblivion, as I kind of enjoy doing this. Not only does it help me, you know, get the news out, help people, whatever, it also gets me to read the stories a little bit closer. If y'all listen to the first real episode, I kind of didn't have it together. I didn't really read the articles as well as I should have, and I didn't really practice as well as I should have. And I think the show's going to go off a lot clearer than that last one. And I'm sorry I'm rustling my papers. I just realized that, but I'm not going to re-record, because I don't really have as much time as I should. All right. Now, I'm on a few mailing lists, and a guy on my Linux user group from Mississippi State University, Bully Lug, as they call themselves, received a very interesting phone bill, decided to share it with us. I'm going to share it with y'all. It was $140 for local service and $2.16 for long distance. Yeah. They charged him $140 just for a local phone number and a very basic plan. He doesn't even get unlimited calling. And he's also told when he ordered it, it would be unlimited. And per minute, the charges totaled $6.62. Or 6.62, I'm sorry. 6.62 cents last month for his local phone calls using his home phone. That's kind of crazy. And his phone bill is supposed to be $79.84 a month, including all the fees, DSL, but not taxes. But this wasn't even including his DSL. Now, his Bell South experience. Bell South, what a happy name. Bell South just brings up customer service fucking problems in my head. Started last Saturday, or the last Saturday of May, when he ordered a service. It took until the 5th of June to get everything hooked up. Took up for a few hours, went dead again until about the 7th of June. Man, Bell South knows what they're doing. This poor dude wants to give them money and they can't even hook a phone up to his house. It's not a new house. I'm sure he had a phone before. Man, they're good. They're sharp. Didn't get his DSL modem. They sent it out late. They didn't include his rebate forms. He's still waiting for one of the forms to arrive so he can send it in. Sales representative signed him up for the most expensive plan when he asked for light. And the Bell South experience, as I've been referring to the last 30 days or so, has been a nightmare. Fortunately, he can still cancel his DSL with no penalty, and will most likely have already done that. That's really shitty. Dude wanted to give them money for DSL and have a phone, and they're just fucking with it. You know how they never make errors in your favor? They're always in their own. But I guess that's what you can do if you're a big old company like that. Alright. I also got an email from Abuscaded. Not an email. He asked for some forms. I'm sorry. I don't know what I'm talking about. About this little town called Robert, Louisiana. Robert, Louisiana is getting the super cent. I should really write this down. Robert, Louisiana is getting a distribution center for Walmart. We have a Walmart distribution center here in my little shitty town. And every time you drive past it, you're stuck behind trucks turning. Not a truck. Not every other time you drive past. But every time I go there, and I go there a lot, so I have to drive right past it to go to school, I'm behind trucks. They're tearing up the road. They're making lots of noise. It's not good for anybody having a distribution center in your town. They could go out in the middle of friggin' nowhere and put up a distribution center. But they do it in little towns that appear to be in the middle of nowhere for some people, but still that's people's lives that they're messing with, and that's crazy. Oh, and the best part about it is the state of Louisiana has given Walmart millions of dollars, like three or four, not hundreds of, but to build this booger. The state of Louisiana, who can't afford, you know, education costs because they're just poor, is giving Walmart, who has profits in the billions, the Walton family, one of the wealthiest families in the world, if not the wealthiest, they're giving them money to open up a distribution center in Robert, Louisiana, when the town people don't want it. You know, I don't believe that you could be an American lawmaker without being a crooked bastard, because no one has the money, first of all, to get elected, so they have to ask people for the money. Well, if I give somebody $100 to get elected or to do something, I'm going to want a return on my investment. Now, when a company, or such as Walmart, gives the governor of Louisiana, who's some dumb chick, money for her campaign, I'm not saying it's her, I just don't really like her, so I'm going to use her an example, and they give her a lot of money, they're going to want their money back. And they're going to say, hey, we want to build a super or a distribution center, or we want to build this, that, and the other, and it's going to help the community, and we need some money. And she'll say, oh, yes, here's some tax money that you can have, Walmart, or here's some tax money you can have, Exxon. These people and these companies don't need any damn money. Like, I don't go around begging for money. I have a shitty job, and I work my ass off. You know what? I'm fucking happy. Some people don't need all this fucking shit that they're doing with this money and this cheating and all this crap. Every night I go to bed because I feel good about myself that I did something that was worthwhile, was worth something to somebody. And I didn't cheat anybody out of anything. And I just hate fucking people that have no fucking morals. Like, I'm cussing, but, you know, it doesn't fucking hurt anybody to be cussing. And if that's all I do wrong, then it's fucking okay. Alright. Anyway. And now, for the news. Well, there's these phone companies. Quest, Verizon, SBC, Bell South. And they're giving something away for free. Now, that's pretty cool that these companies that are always fucking everybody over are giving something away for free. But why would they give something away for free? Oh, I know. It's to help themselves. All right? They're giving away discounted Wi-Fi kit equipment or free Wi-Fi equipment if you sign up for DSL. So they're going to ask rape you for money for your DSL, and they're going to give you something that costs fucking $20 for free. And people are going to say, ooh, not $20 to consumers, $20 to them. If that. And consumers are going to say, ooh, we're getting a free wireless router. Wow, I might as well sign up with them because they're idiots. First of all, if you're fucking that excited you're getting a wireless router with your DSL, you're probably not going to understand how to configure that bitch. And it's just going to be abused. Now, granted, I do some of the abusing, but I don't think checking your email and looking at FlashDot really abuse. I let people have internet in front of my house anytime you want. You just pull up to my house, free internet. But it's going to a little Linux box, learn a little program, and if you check your email and you send an unencrypted password, or if you do a little AIM chatting, any of that stuff, I'm pretty much going to find out what you're doing. And I'm also going to see where you've been. And I'm also going to see if anyone's doing anything wrong. So far, the only people that have been using it, just checking their email, things like that. I think it's truckers, because I kind of live near a highway. Maybe truckers have a little Wi-Fi detector and said, hey, there's free internet access. I'm making all in the Droops net. All right. Now, what else are these people doing? Now, that's just being silly and giving crap away. But why would they be doing that? Obviously, they don't want people to be stupid. Oh, yeah. They don't want people to have cable internet. Well, cable internet, DSL, big deal. There's no big difference. Well, actually, it is. Cable companies are about to start offering voice over IP. And that's going to compete directly with phone companies. Well, if you have cable coming to your house and it's showing you TVs and it's digital cable and wherever you want to watch a movie, you just type it in on your screen. You want to watch the Goonies and the Goonies is playing and you're looking at the internet and talking on the phone all through your cable. What do you need a phone wire for? So, phone companies are trying to protect themselves, which, proud of, they're doing something to protect themselves, but they could do things like offer better customer service. offer better customer service. You listen? Offer better customer service to do that. But no, they're not going to go with things people already complain about. They're going to start a whole new little thing. All right? Something happy. Let's think about something happy. Sony, the inventor of the Walkman, 25 years ago, they released their little Walkman, which used to be a tape player, to come up with a new Walkman. Does it use their little crappy mini disc, blah, blah, blah? No. It's got a hard drive in it. It's got a 20 gig hard drive, and it's saying that it can hold 13,000 songs, which maybe they're smaller, maybe they're encoded differently. It says that they have a great compression algorithm. Doesn't say how it compares with other compression algorithms, but supposedly they can hold more music than a 20 gig iPod. It's a pretty cool little thing. Costs about the same. It's about $400 in the United States. It will cost about $400 in the United States. They're about to unleash that booger in Japan and then hopefully send it over here. Here's a little bit of the news that I don't really know if it should be on the show. I'm sure some of y'all have been to summer camp. What was the best thing about summer camp? Was it the camping out in the cabins, or, you know, your counselors or your buddies? No. It was getting away from your fucking parents. I love summer camp. I went to military school to get away from my fucking parents. Summer camp was just leading up to that. Well, the new thing at summer camps are webcams. For little kids to go stand in front, parents to email pictures of their kids, crap like that. So every day while you're at summer camp, your parents can now look at you over the internet, send you an email and say, comb your hair better, or where did you get that shirt? And all this fucking meddling crap that you're trying to get the fuck away from, you know, by going to camp. That's fucking crazy. They should not have email for parents. If you want to send an email while you're at summer camp to your friends, you ought to be able to do that. If you want to email your parents, they ought to make you fucking write a letter. Because kids are going to be homesick, make them write a letter. Teach them to grow up a little bit. People need to grow up. When I was a little kid, McDonald's playground hurt. Now they're all padded. We went and played in one the other day. You couldn't hurt yourself if you fucking tried. Now I'm like 200-pound guy. I'm not real little. And I couldn't hurt myself in there. Little kids probably, you know, just padded and soft. McDonald's I used to go to when I was a little kid had concrete outside, not like foam crap. That's why America's becoming a bunch of pussies, because they're protected from their own selves. All right? Next little article, kind of segueing by the last article, is Infinity and Stern are suing Clear Channel. We all know Howard Stern got dropped by 6 channels. He got fined a lot. Clear Channel got fined. Blah, blah, blah. Their big argument over all this crap. And, you know, Howard Stern wants to have a radio show, and he wants to do what he wants. And he can find people to put it on the radio. That ought to be fucking fine. If people want to listen to it, that's cool. You can't legislate morality. You can't. You can't say, you can't look at this to somebody, because then they're just going to look at it more. That's something you learn at summer camp, by the way, or in real life of any instance. But no, they're saying you can't listen to Howard Stern on these Clear Channel stations. And that's okay. They're a radio show. They can do what they want. But the government's stopping it, stepping in and fining them, this, that, and the other. You can't legislate morality. I'm not even going to read more of that article. Just, you can't legislate morality. Alright? Moving on. Online service lags at big firms. They're talking about big firms are having trouble adapting to the web and projecting their company's image properly over the web. Microsoft actually had the highest overall rating. Now, why do you think Microsoft had the highest overall rating? Because everybody's going there and installing Windows updates, and most of their business is providing updates for their shit.
Maybe not. I don't know. I probably have no idea what I'm talking about. Now, some of these articles all these articles today that I'm reading are from the Wall Street Journal. Wall Street Journal, read by businessmen, read by students, read by important people. This is actually an article in this wonderful paper. Steve Jobs, Apple Computer Company's chief executive, can't resist getting a friendly jab at Microsoft Corporation. We all know what it's coming up to. He's got these signs at the little Apple conference that say, Redmond, we have a problem. Redmond, stop your photocopiers. In a nun's veil reference to the way Apple says Microsoft copies their innovation. Ooh. So, Steve Jobs thinks Microsoft copies from them? Huh. Unfair business practice, copying other people's stuff. Maybe this is right. Steve Jobs added this, that at least Microsoft could do is give Apple credit for all the software features it has copied. That's pretty ballsy considering Microsoft owns a lot of Apple, but you know, it's kind of true. Microsoft spokeswoman declined to comment. So they didn't just randomly call them up and say, you know, can we have a comment, and no one replied. They contacted some lady personally, and she refused to talk about that. She's probably too busy talking. Alright. Just a little thing on lingo. PVRs are now called DVRs because they're no longer personal video recorders. They're digital video recorders. And what's the quote? The word digital had very positive connotations that accurately portrays what the product does. Digital is just a buzzword. This show's digital. Well, analog and digital, but whatever. We're good. Back to Microsoft. They win an approval of PET in an antitrust case. A U.S. appeals court approved Microsoft Corp's 2001 antitrust settlement with the Justice Department, soundly rejecting arguments by Massachusetts and competitors that the landmark pact didn't effectively curb Microsoft's monopoly power. The ruling effectively ends a six-year legal saga, prompted by Microsoft's actions to quash the threat of competition from internet-based software. Microsoft agreed to relatively minor modifications of its business practices in the case, which at one time had prompted calls from the Justice Department and a federal judge to break up the software giant. Now, Microsoft agreed to do a few minor adjustments, but that's it. And by doing a few minor adjustments, they're pretty much admitting guilt. But they're still pretty much getting their way. Now, European antitrust authorities are ruling that Microsoft should be forced to remove media player software from Windows to restore a balance with competitors, as well as seeking a record $613 million fine. Though the U.S. ruling has no direct influence on courts in Europe, Microsoft officials pointed to an 83-page opinion as a strongly worded signpost for other legal authorities around the world. Now, I'm all American proud, but laws in America have no effect over laws anywhere fucking else. They don't. That's a rule. But I'm sure Microsoft is going to use this to leverage against the European Union. They're going to say, well, the United States said so. The United States isn't always right. Not always wrong either, you fuckers. But not always right. Now this guy goes on to say, strongly affirms the principle that removing code from Windows is neither necessary nor helpful to consumers, said Brad Smith. Mr. Brad Smith, he's a fucker. Microsoft's general counsel. He's a fucker. To the contrary, removal of code would be a huge step backwards for our industry and for consumers. It would be a huge step back for consumers and for industry. That's just utter shit. That's utter shit. If they want to put it on there, these consumers, they want to put it on there. They didn't fucking hurt only the little fucking computer work. But Microsoft's worried about the customer. They want them to have full advantage of everything they can possibly get. This ruling, was expected, and it removes an impediment that stood in the way of Microsoft announcing a plan for working down its staggering cash hoard, which stood at $56.4 billion. And they're predicting that Microsoft is going to start announcing stock buybacks of as much as $40 million between now and the end of July. That would be kind of crazy. Microsoft would spend $40 million buying back their own stock. They're going to finally pay their investors back. They're finally going to pay everybody the money that's owed. Microsoft is known for not really paying back on their stock. They'll split it and they'll give it out, but they won't really pay their dividends. So if you wanted to buy Microsoft stock, you could buy it, hold on to it, wait for it to go up, because it's been going up. But they're not really paying extras on it, because they were, I mean, within 10 years they went, was it 10,000% up? So people were making their money off of it, but Microsoft was still hoarding all the money the stock was making. Or the invested money it was making. Anyway, the next day I was reading the journal, and sure enough, Brad Smith, the fucker, brought it up to the European Union that Microsoft was let off with only a little slap on the hand over here in the big country. Now next on our little docket, cell phones. We've all got them. We've got two. Myself, my fiance just got two because she's so fucking tired of Singular, she doesn't even want to use it. And she's trying to drop her phone because her contract's actually up next month. And she called them about it and they said, no, it's not. So I've seen a copy of it today because she's very adamant about showing it to me because she's going to go down there and be very pissed off at them. They're just lying to her. Most people don't keep a copy of that contract. I don't keep a copy of mine. You think the company would just have that, but sure enough, someone in there has renewed her contract for her without her having to go in. That's kind of bad. That, she can't just change. They're going to argue and fight with her and make her hate them worse. Alright, anyway, cell phones are getting a little pickup. We've got them with cameras, we've got them with this, that, and the other, and now they're starting to put mirrors and flashlights in them. Mirrors and flashlights. That's the new innovation. Mirrors and flashlights. You can go down to the dollar store and for a dollar buy a mirror or a flashlight. But they're starting to add them in to your cell phone. Because everyone needs this kind of shit. If you need a mirror or a flashlight, carry a compact and a little mag light and just be happy. That's all you need. Really, you don't need that in your phone. Alright. Moving along a little bit. HP's doing a little innovating themselves. They're adding to their new product line, well, to some of their new product line, a removable hard disk that you can just pull right out of the front. Now, I've seen this before, actually. A little hot swappable hard drive. Well, anyway, they're going to add them into the computers. Oh. They're not selling them with the computers. They're going to be a little $219 accessory for a 160 gig hard drive that you can tote around with you. Nice of them to do that for you. This is going to bring this into the mainstream. It's going to make it better for everyone. People are going to start wanting this for no reason because most people aren't going to need it. And it'll make it better for those of us that actually would use something like this. But that's their... Excuse me, a little hiccup. That's their big innovation. Now, we've already talked about an article about Apple saying that Microsoft was copying them. And we talked about, and I had this stuff about Microsoft, and I don't just hate Microsoft, but I do. Well, here's a little article. I'm going to read it for you. Microsoft Corporation has a history of arriving late to market, but crippling rivals nonetheless. Today, in its latest come-from-behind effort, the software giant plans to unveil the first tangible element of its secretive push to be number one in the increasingly lucrative business of searching the internet. The software maker is replacing the search page on its MSN website with a clear and simpler design that resembles the market leader Google Incorporated. For now, Microsoft will continue to rely on Yahoo Inc. technology for its search results and related text ads. So they saw Google's about to make money, so they copied Google's front page and are making a search engine. Check, they're smart. Anyway, by the end of the year, Microsoft plans to replace Yahoo's non-advertising technology on its site with its own. Well, good. At least they're, let's see, Microsoft bought Hotmail. They didn't innovate Hotmail. And now they've been licensing Yahoo search technology, so they come up with their own. Man, these guys are innovators. I'm glad they have a lot of money. I'm not. They're fuckers. The company won't disclose how much money it's devoting to this search effort. But it's putting $100 million price tag on the new MSN search site alone. A lot of fucking money for a little website. I mean, obviously there's servers in the back room that are doing server things and doing all the search stuff for them. But, you know, they're competing with Google. It's a free service. And they're competing. They can't stand to be left behind. They're getting fucked over in court and going to court and all this for anti-competitive, this, that, and the other. And now they're copying Google to compete with it? Somebody's got their damn head up the damn ass. As is always the case when it enters a new market, Microsoft brings huge assets, including its ability to integrate search technology into its dominant Windows operating system and popular Internet Explorer web browser. Moreover, MSN is the most popular internet destination for U.S. users, according to research firm Nielsen/NetRatings, with nearly 100 million unique visitors each month. Yeah, because when you buy a new computer, where's your homepage? Oh, it's MSN. Spank's got an article. I just got my 2600 the other day. Really like Spank. I'm going to play around with it as soon as I find some time. But, kind of funny to me that they're the number one U.S. website. They're predominant browser. They're the predominant operating system. And they're bringing that into play when they come to compete in the free search market. Wonder who's got the upper hand, but you know we can't really cripple them anyway, because that's just unfair to let them bully around the internet and try to stop them. Now, let's talk about Microsoft Search. I don't use MSN, but I do have Windows 2000 running right here. I want to search for something on my computer, and I go to start. I go, let's do a search. I'm going to go to start, search for files or folders. Now I'm going to type in something. I'm going to search for Jenna Jameson. Let's just type Jenna. And I'm going to hit enter. Now granted, there's lots of stuff on my computer, but there's some Jenna Jameson on here too. And still looking. Now this is my computer. Where's the speed? Still waiting. Still waiting. And this is again my computer. This is right here. Oh, it's done with its search and it found a file. And I searched for Jenna, and I got Ally G interviews Jenna Jameson, which is actually the only Jenna Jameson that I have. But it took that long to search my computer and find that. And I'm trusting these people to search the internet? Yeah. No. No fucking way. You greedy, greedy sons of whores. Anyway, that's all that I have time for tonight.
And I hope you all enjoyed me bringing back that show, the Dan Rather intro. And now I have here written in my notes, political rant. So let me do a little political rant. I was talking earlier about you can't legislate morality when you can't. It's something you just can't do. And America might not be right all the time. America definitely not wrong all the time. But see, George Bush isn't America. He's the president of America. He might stand for the people, but again, like everywhere else, we have a flawed system for voting. Not saying George Bush didn't win the election. I'm just thinking there's probably a lot more people that are a lot more qualified than him that didn't get elected. Because they couldn't get a nomination by some political party to run for president. He got elected because he was good looking. Bob Dole was old and sickly. He didn't get elected. I think Bob Dole was in a lot better job than Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton brought laughing stock to the presidency, but that's how it goes. Flawed system. Don't judge America by our leaders. Judge America by hardworking, good old people. And also judge America by the people that have come before us. And my dad was in the military. I went to military school. I tried to be in the Navy, but then I kind of didn't. Well, they kind of didn't want me in their little Navy RTC program, let's put it that way, after a while. And America's a great country. A lot of people have done a lot of important things to help America. And this song that I'm about to play, it upset me the first time I heard it because it's kind of irreverent. But the more I hear it, the more I really like it. Because we're a country that we're allowed to play stuff like this. Like if you took some communist song and changed it up, like the song's about to be changed up, you'd be hunted down, you'd be shunned, you'd be in trouble, it would be bad. But we're free, at least right now, to do something like this. And everybody, thanks for listening. My email is droops@gmail.com. Please send me some email, because I haven't got very many invites, even though I've been sending a shitload of email. Maybe I don't know the trick to it. And thank you all for listening, and may God bless America.
Oh, I wish I were an Oscar Mayer wiener. That is what I truly like to be. 'Cause if I were an Oscar Mayer wiener, everyone would